The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the North. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two here on this Hump Day Wednesday, January 28, 2026 edition. When I mentioned that the former Detroit Democrat mayor, Mike Duggan, who is now allegedly running as an independent for governor, has always been endorsed by the United Auto Workers. The UAW is 99.97%, always have been donating union dues taken from their rank and file members and giving it to Democrat candidates. Mike Duggan has always been endorsed by the UAW. He's always taken their money. Well, on Monday, the United Auto Workers campaign arm, that's their lobbying pack, announced that it's going to back Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist for Secretary of State and Oakland County Prosecutor Karen McDonald for Attorney General. This is coming ahead of the Michigan Democratic Party's April 19th. Endorsement convention. Now the Republicans are doing theirs on March 28th, basically 3 weeks before the Democrats. Well, the backing of this very powerful labor union has proven to be a big boost for Democratic candidates heading into their conventions. Even though their last endorsed attorney general candidate ended up not being successful at the 2016 convention. In that convention, the Michigan Education Association, the teachers union, backed the winning candidate, Dana Nessel. Well, this year, the Michigan Education Association, the teachers union, have also endorsed Gilchrist and McDonald. So the two unions, the two largest unions in the state of Michigan, UAW and the MEA, are supporting the same two candidates. Well, that's basically game over for all the other candidates getting into the race. Now, why did they endorse these two? Well, the UAW said today's decision comes ahead of a very critical year for defending workers' rights. The union said McDonald will lead with a bold action in the fight against federal attacks on the rights of all working class Michiganders. As far as Gilchrist, they said they see him as preserving, quote, our democracy and our right to vote as Michigan continues to be ground zero in attacks on the ballot box, end quote. Oh, yes. You bet Garland Gilchrist will absolutely operate the Secretary of State's office if he wins. Just like Jocelyn Benson, but on steroids. Why do I say that? Very simple. Garland Gilchrist is a democratic socialist. You know, the mayor of New York City, Mamdani, Garland Gilchrist is right there with him. As a matter of fact, I bet if you ask him, he probably supports ranked choice voting. Well, as far as the Oakland County prosecutor running for their attorney general position, McDonald celebrated the endorsement, saying members of the UAW built the backbone of Michigan's working class. And they know what's at stake in this moment. Working families need an attorney general who will protect their freedoms, defend their economic security, enforce the law fairly, and keep our community safe. I'm deeply grateful for the UAW's support, and I'm ready to fight for Michigan workers every single day. Well, this support comes as McDonald's is pulling in establishment Democratic endorsements in the race against the other candidates running against her. Washtenaw County Prosecutor Eli Savitt, he's the darling of the progressives, and former U.S. Attorney Mark Totten, who was Governor Gretchen Whitmer's legal counsel early in her first term as governor. Now, on the Secretary of State side, and I am enjoying this one so much, I've got to tell you, I'm absolutely loving this one. For Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist, this endorsement from the UAW follows a tidal wave of endorsements that followed him shortly after his announcement that he was abandoning his gubernatorial race. Unite Here Local 24, the Michigan Democratic Black Caucus Chair Keith Williams, the DNC Black Caucus Chair Virgie Rollins are all supporting the Lieutenant Governor along with a few dozen Democratic elected leaders. Gilchrist is challenging former Lottery Commissioner Susanna Schiaparelli, former Senator Adam Hollyer, and Ingham County Clerk Barb Byram, who issued a fundraising pitch Monday that was based on her calling on Minnesota state officials to order the Department of Homeland Security and Immigration Customs Enforcement out after the weekend killing of Alex Preedy. Barb Byram, folks, is a communist socialist Democrat, just like Garland Gilchrist. And she's a talker. When they get on the Democratic stage to debate before the April 19th convention, Barb Byram will mop the floor with Garland Gilchrist. But with these big union endorsements, the UAW and the MEA, I'm sorry, but I think the party is over. We'll see. Now, one other thing that is very interesting in all of this, the current attorney general, besides going after Donald Trump, after going after big oil, she joined another bipartisan group of attorney generals across the country, 35 of them in total, some Republicans, mostly Democrats, sent a letter demanding that Twitter X, the social media parent, take action to prevent chatbots from generating non-consensual intimate images and alleged child sexual abuse material. Attorney General Dana Nessel said XAI, the company that owns X, and the artificial intelligence chatbot Grok, has made this contact publicly available at a click of a button. This has driven harassment complaints and actually exploits young people and how they show their bodies and likenesses on the social media platform. No company should be putting tools into the public's hands that deliberately make it easier to sexually exploit others. XAI must immediately disable Grok's ability to produce these kind of images, especially if it's exploits, and also remove non-consensual content that already exists, and allow people to report illegal activity to the authorities. According to the Attorney General's coalition, users have repeatedly prompted Grok to undress women and children and to place them in sexualized context without their consent. In some cases, Grok has actually generated images depicting children in minimal clothing and sexual situations. The Attorney General's note that the XAI has marketed Grok's permissive content generation as a selling point and warned that the ability to create non-consensual intimate images appears to be a feature, not a bug. Recently, XAI implemented limited measures that appear to have reduced the volume of this content. Well, the Attorney General's lawsuits demand assurances that these safeguards are effective, durable, and will be consistently enforced. They are also urging the company to honor their requests and agree to being mandated under federal law. There is an act circulating in Washington called the Take It Down Act, and it becomes enforceable in May. Signed into law last May 19, 2025, criminalizes non-consensual online publication of intimate imagery, and therefore must come down this May. Well,
this is Justin Michael. From day one, our campaign has been about one thing: people, the families, workers, veterans, small business owners, and communities that make Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula home. I'm running because too many people in Washington have forgotten who they serve. I've spent my life advocating for others, listening to their stories, and fighting for solutions that put people first. Our district deserves a representative who shows up, cares, and follows through on what they say they're going to do. It's time to start putting Americans first and Michigans first. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Chuck or Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
I'm Justin Michael. I come from more than a century of Republican heritage, a family that has served this country, this state, and our communities with integrity and conviction. My great-grandfather, Edward C. Morrison, served Michigan in the State House as a proud Republican, and that legacy lives in me today. I'm a strong Republican, a combat veteran, and a constitutional conservative, and I believe in limited government, fiscal responsibility, and secure borders. Our district deserves a representative who won't bend, won't break, and won't play political games. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number two. And we're talking about this lawsuit that these attorney generals, 35 of them across the country, Dana Nessel being one of them, to join in. Well, back in August, Governor Gretchen Whitmer signed bipartisan legislation that makes it a crime to create and distribute harmful AI-generated images or videos featuring people in sexual situations without their consent. The attorney generals are demanding that the XAI share how it intends to ensure that GROK, that's the artificial intelligence component of Twitter X accounts, would be no longer capable of producing non-consensual intimate images or child sexual abuse material. The attorney generals are also asking XAI to eliminate such content that has already been produced, that's already been posted. They want them to also take action against users who have generated this content, and they want to grant X users control over whether that content can be edited by GROK. So it's a very multifaceted lawsuit going even farther than what Michigan's legislature and this governor, Gretchen Whitmer, has already signed into law. These deep fake porn ban bills so far has come to a total of 12 as of August 26, last year, 2025. Very, very interesting. And one of the things that we're looking at, it's only going to get worse. According to the story, artificial intelligence generated images, videos, are already out there in mass. I posted one, actually reposted one on my Twitter X account. In the video, and this wasn't pictures, folks, this was a video. Donald Trump is driving a golf cart. He's playing golf. Well, they used Donald Trump playing golf, and they somehow created the governor of Minnesota, Tim Walz, the former vice presidential candidate that ran with Kamala Harris. They have him running in front of Donald Trump's golf cart. Well, his arms are flailing, and he's running basically like a girl. Sorry, didn't mean to insult girls, but he's just running goofy. And Donald Trump runs him over on the golf cart. He slips and falls, and Donald Trump runs right over top of him. And as he's going over and past the body, Donald Trump, in this video, gives the finger to the camera. It looks totally real. So if you're on Twitter X account, go to Trucker Randy, you can see that video. I posted it, reposted it actually, because I wanted to show this technology related to this story. Now, of course, it has nothing to do with porn, has nothing to do with, you know, any type of sexual images, but it shows what can be done with artificial intelligence. And it's only going to get worse. So this one I can almost support Dana Nessel and these other attorney generals going after these type this type of content. Now, something's going on in the executive branch of the state of Michigan. The appointees by Governor Gretchen Whitmer. I got a text message that a few folks have resigned, leaving the Michigan State Police. Well, could it have been over this lawsuit? We're going to talk about it in the next hour. If any of you have any inside information about the Michigan State Police, then we will absolutely be interested in hearing from you as we do this story. Okay, very good. I understand that now. Okay, thanks, Devin. Okay. One of the things that you're looking for is more information about these petition sheets for governor for Carla Wagner. I will respond to you during the break. I greatly appreciate the text messages. One other thing that I want to make sure. One comment comes. Gilchrist would definitely be worse than Benson for Secretary of State. Well, that's why it's important that we get the right candidate nominated as the Republican that can out-debate him, expose his political agenda and hers as well, since she's been the Attorney General for the last 8 years. Final hour of today's show. We got more stories coming. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
A book by Rick Randall, Road Trip, the Good Words book for success. Good words that both young and old alike need to add to their vocabulary to impact their thoughts, emotions, behavior, and ultimately their reality in life. Road Trip's good words, positive thinking, and daily pep talk will improve your attitude, impress everyone you come in contact with, and lead to a better, happier, more fulfilling life. Get your copy at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. Pass the positive. Road Trip, the good words book by Rick Randall.